This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Process with Sade Marie, where we discuss the things of the spirit and the things of the world and bring them together so that people can see how the spiritual realm can be applied to everyday life and everyday functioning. So today I am going to start from Proverbs. And before I jump in, I would like to pray as usual. And then we'll just let the Holy Spirit lead us where we shall go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. God, we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless this podcast, that you cover it, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around it. God, that the words, Father God, that are spoken, Father God, come forth, Father God, with precision, with truth, with accuracy, Father God, directly from the throne of heaven. You, God, use me, Father God, as your vessel to convey, to teach, Father God, to empower, to encourage, Father God, and to heal those that listen. Father God, let it get to each and every person that you see fit, Father God, that you desire, Father God, to deliver, Father God, and let it be a blessing to them, Father God, where their ears, Father God, can hear, their heart can receive, Father God, and their eyes, Father God, can also see the truth of what it is that you're saying. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So for this episode, like I said, we're talking about Proverbs, and we are going to start with Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. So, the scripture talks about wisdom, and that is going to be the focus of today, the topic, wisdom. Wisdom bestows, Proverbs 3, and we're going to go from 1 through 7. Wisdom bestows well-being. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Okay. So, the scripture, talks about wisdom, and it says wisdom bestows well-being. So basically, when it talks about bestows, it's talking about to give something, like to honor. So basically, like, wisdom will bring about the well-being. In the scripture, it talks about, my son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. A lot of times when people are operating in a spiritual sense, you ever heard people say, Lord, they're so spiritual that they are no earthly good. So sometimes they can operate so much in the spirit that they just lack wisdom. And we are to pray about everything and bring everything before the Lord. But wisdom is also a gift of the Holy Spirit. So a lot of times people will hear something spiritually and they don't know how to apply it, which means that they are usually lacking wisdom. Wisdom usually gives us like instruction. It gives us balance. It lets us know. It gives us spiritual discernment. It gives us discernment of when and what to do, how to do something, where something fits and things of that nature, right? So the scripture is talking about wisdom, and God is like giving us the jewels and things that we need that are wise to help us in this area of wisdom. One of the things he's saying, do not forget my teachings. There are a lot of false doctrines, false prophets, false teachers, false apostles, false pastors, false shepherds, false people that are saying that they're in anointing, false everything. There are teaching a different doctrine that is outside of what the Lord has said. Can the Lord give you things of the deep and give you revelation of those things, of certain things? Absolutely. However, it can be backed by scripture and supported with what scripture is in some way, shape, or form, right? So we have to have our spiritual eyes open for things that are deception. I think I mentioned it before, but I'm going to say it again. Deception is a little bit of truth mixed with a lie. So it makes it a complete lie, right? People are attracted to the little bit of truth, but they get deceived by the lie. When we follow God and we continue to stay inside of the will of God, inside of his teachings, inside of his scripture, inside of his word, we will never really go astray because we are sticking to what it is that God is saying, right? So that's how sometimes when we are getting off kilter a little bit, as we all can be, you know, I've been there too. We have to refocus ourselves, and sometimes we have to disconnect. You have to just completely unplug and go in and just be with the Lord to see what it is that he is saying. That is wisdom. Wisdom is also knowing when you've gone too far or you don't know what to do or when you need to pause and you don't know what God is saying or you're feeling confused about certain things. It is wise for a person to just go back to the scripture, go back to the basics, go back to prayer, go back to spending time with God in the secret place so that you can hear clearly what it is that he is saying about a situation, about a person, about a decision, about instructions, about anything. He says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them in the tablet of your heart. Love conquers all. And I know that a lot of people have an idea of what love is, but I think what we as a society has said what love is not always what love is. I think a lot of people struggle with love and they don't really know what love is. And some people believe that love is, oh, you do everything that I say. Some people believe that love is, oh, it's easy. Some people believe that love is, oh, we agree with everything. Some people think that love is, it's just fun or it's just this. Like, some people think that that's love, but love is also a choice. Love is where you want the best for that person and you are willing to do the things that need to be done. And love is Christ. Love is seeing them and being able to forgive for certain things. Love is helping to guide them. Love is helping to motivate them. So love can encompass a multitude of things. Love is also correction. And a lot of times people that are corrected, that are reprimanded, don't believe that that is love. Is there a certain way that we can do certain things? Absolutely. But a lot of people need to learn what love is first before they a lot of people need to know what love is to understand this part of the scripture. And also with faithfulness. A lot of people think faithfulness is just being loyal to something. And in some aspect, it is part of that. But faithfulness is also being faithful as and being truthful, being honest, being helpful. Sometimes being faithful to something is doing the things that you may not feel like doing, but you know that you should do. And since you are faithful and you're committed to what it is that God has called you to do or what God has entrusted you with, that you're going to do what it is that you need to do. You can be a faithful parent. You know, sometimes parents get tired. You know, they're doing everything. If you're a single mom or a single dad, you're doing everything on your own, and you know that your child still needs certain things. You know there's certain things that they have to do. But you are a faithful parent. You're faithful to God. You're faithful to that child. So you're going to do what it is that that child needs by any means necessary. And faithful in a relationship. You know, when God says when you are faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. Faithful over your finances. Faithful over your business. One of the things that the Lord dealt with me about is being a good steward. I remember when I was like, okay, I see that things are progressing, God. And I would like for it to look like this and look like that. And then the Lord was like, how are you stewarding these things? And sometimes we can get a little bit upset because God can put us in our place. And I'm like, what do you mean? How am I stewarding these things? And he's like, take inventory. How are you stewarding these things? And I had to be honest with myself. Like, I'm like, okay, there are some things that I need to do better. There are some things that need to be done. Now, it would be easy to say, God, it's hard for me to do this because I don't have these resources. Or I don't have this, what I need. So that's why this is not being done. But the Lord had to show me, like, you have to be faithful over the resources that you do have. You have to show commitment for what you do have. And then that's when I can expand your tent and expand your territory, which is what the Lord started to do. So it was up to me to demonstrate my faithfulness over a few things so that he would want to make me a ruler over many things. It also reminds me of the scripture with the three talents. I think it was like they were the men, and I can't remember right off, but I think somebody had like 5 coins, 3 coins, and maybe like 2 coins. And one like did something with his and he doubled it. I think the other one doubled his, but the other one had just put what he had, and he had the smaller amount in the ground, and he gave it back to the master like, here, you know, I just wanted to make sure that it was safe or good, and I gave you back what you've given me. And basically in that, it's, he didn't steward what he needed. He was like, the least you could have did was put it in the bank and let it accrue interest. So sometimes people are asking for more stuff, but they're not being faithful to the things that they have, no matter how little or great it is. And God looks for those things. A lot of people that have a poverty mindset believe that they can't do anything with the little that they have. And that same mindset is what keeps them in bondage from getting out of it. But it sounds easier. It's easier said than done, but it is a true principle. And God honors his principles and his commands. Write them on the tablet of your heart. I believe that a lot of times things that we say are things that we think, we can get pulled every which way with society. I think it's a scripture. I don't even know what it. Oh, Lord, I had it. All right. I think I said, sometimes I get it mixed up. It's out of the heart, the mind speak, or out of the mouth, the heart speaks. It's something along those lines. I'll probably be able to like insert it somewhere. But it's basically saying that like, we have to guard our heart, and we have to make sure that we inscribe those things that the Lord wants to place inside of us so that we are able to continue to keep demands, speak the commands, and do what is right in the sight of the Lord. It says, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. So if we do what it is that the Lord is calling us to do, if we utilize the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us, if we keep the commands, if we don't forget the teachings, God is saying that it will bring you peace and prosperity. And if we don't let love and faithfulness leave us, then you will be able to have favor. Favor is basically when God opens those doors that no man can shut, and God closes doors that no man can open. It is literally the working of God, how you were able to get in a place where king and queens are, a place where certain people that are in positions that you never thought that you would meet. God opened the door. He just aligned it. Somebody spoke your name in a place that you didn't think that they were talking about you. Somebody heard about something that you needed. Somebody saw what you were doing and they wanted to invest in it. Somebody believed in the vision. Somebody said, oh, I want to pick up this show. I want to pick up this podcast. I want to do this for you. I want to do that for you. So you start to gain favor that just is uncommon in the eyes of man and God. So God can have favor for you too. You ever meet people and it's like, baby, they just know how to get a prayer through. And it's like, I know a lot of people say, well, God loves us all, and he does love us all. He loves all of his people. But there is something about sometimes when people, I don't know how to explain it, but Holy Spirit, help me. Sometimes there are certain people that go before the Lord that the Lord literally knows. Like, it's like a fragrance that goes up from them. He knows them. He hears them. He sometimes will stop what he's doing. He will come right in to just pay attention to what it is that they need. It's like an access that is there, but it usually comes by.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Way of like relationship with God. It's just he responds. One of my friends jokes with me. She said, baby, all you got to do is go pray. And when that first tear drops, she said, the Lord, get up. And he go tend to what you need to tend to. And I was laughing because with her and her prayer life, I see her. Like, I feel like the Lord answers her prayers when, like a kid, like, goes sit on his lap. And he's like, tell me all about it. What do you need? Or whatever. But basically, what we are saying is that the relationship that we have bridged with God, he has come to know us by name. He has come to know us in a different capacity because we have chosen to walk into the will of what he wants us to do. We have chosen to want to have relationship with God. We have sought him. We continue to seek him. We're not trying to fake it. We're not trying to be hypocrites. We really do live the life in front and behind the scenes. And we're like, Lord, answer our prayers, hear us. And the Lord just kind of tends to certain things like that. And it's not to say that anybody else's prayer can't be answered. This is just like a deep spiritual truth that I just ask that you just pray about for those of you that might seem a little bit confused, and God will answer and the Holy Spirit will lead to give understanding as to what I am trying to explain with that. One of the other parts of the scripture that really, really, really just hits me is where the Lord says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Okay. So this part is the part where I literally live this day by day. Okay. I always cry out to the Lord. I always invite the Holy Spirit in. I believe on another episode, I talked about how you can just invite the Holy Spirit in, like when you're in the shower, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're just doing different things day to day, so that you can try to like just get acquainted with Holy Spirit and get to know how he talks to you, get to know how you hear him and things of that nature. But I call on the Lord for everything. I pray about everything. I ask the Lord for everything. And it's not to say that everything has to be a supernatural thing. God will send you people to help you with certain things. There are certain things that I've cried out to the Lord about, and he will just have them come and present that and it's what I needed. It's what I was asking for. It's what, like, I was like, God, you just knew. And the Lord, like, who's your daddy? So he's like, not lean to your own understanding. And sometimes I have leaned to my own understanding and I still do it. And I'll be like, God, help me. And the Lord be like, I need you to get out the way. Cause I'll be like, God, how am I going to do this? How's this going to get done? How's this going to get done? So in the physical, I'm trying to figure out how it can physically get done. But God has already had everything planned out. So I say that for those of you that may be stressed about different things. You don't know what to do. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how your rent going to get paid. You don't know how you're going to get eat. You don't know how you're going to do some things with your car. You don't know how you're going to get to this place. You don't know who's going to do X, Y, Z. Just continue to just lean on God and he will make a way out of no way. And pray for those people that God will use as vessels, that they will respond to what the Lord is calling them to do so that it can meet. A lot of times the Lord will unction us or put something in our spirit for us to do, and it'll just collide the way that it's supposed to do. But people have free will. Sometimes people don't respond or don't do what the Lord has told them to do. And God will always send a ram in a bush or a backup with certain things. But there are certain times that the Lord will just do things because you are the answer prayer. I remember one time, it was this ministry, well, really it was a teaching, with this guy and a wife, and, I didn't really watch them, but I watched them a little bit, and I just had questions about them. I was like, Lord, is this real? Is they right? Because I pray about everything and I don't lean to my own understanding. And the Lord was just like, yeah, this is me. So, the Lord had told me that I need to sew, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm just trying to see if their teachings is what it was. Give me some money with it. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. What? I need to give some money. And the Lord was just like, yeah, I want you to sew into them. And I was like, okay. So I did it. And literally, when I did it, I got a response from the people. And they were like, we just gave some money to... like someone that was like in need that the Lord had told us to give to. And we were just trusting that the money would come back. And basically it did. And so do you see how God be working things out in the background? So here it is that this couple is given to someone else that's in need, and they're just trusting that the Lord will provide. And then here I am, like, just doing something willy-nilly, and the Lord puts in my spirit that I need to do this, and I did it. But this is the kicker. So even when I did it, I had no expectation of anything coming from that. I had met with the person after that, and he gave me a word about the Lord gonna bless me. Literally, not too long after that, I was blessed with well beyond what it is that I gave. So I use wisdom to check with the Lord to make sure that it was him. I was being a good steward. I was being faithful. And I did what the Lord had called me. I did what the Lord had told me to do and called me to do. And it was a blessing in it, although I did not go in it with the idea of needing or wanting a blessing. I just went into it with obedience after following what the Lord had told me to do and hearing his instructions and checking with it. And it worked out. But anything that you do with the Lord that the Lord told you to do always worked out. Even if the devil tried to come and beat you up just a little bit, rough you up a little bit, what God has for you is greater, and it's worth the wait, it's worth the reward, and it's worth the risk. He talks about, in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. You ever just when someone says the steps of a righteous man are ordered? When we are seeking God, sometimes we can take the wrong path every now and then because we're not perfect. We're human, right? God doesn't want us to be like crippled with anxiety, like, oh my gosh, if I go this way, it's just going to be the worst thing and this and this. And then you like inundated with like all of these thoughts and all of these emotions, and you can't figure this out. You don't know your left from your right. You don't know your right from the left. And you're like, how am I supposed to get these things done? How am I supposed to do that? Some things are just a faith walk. You step out on faith. And if you do go one way and you're genuinely seeking the Lord, even if you go too far left, he will just guide your path to get you back to right. He'll guide your path from the right to get you back to left. So basically, he will make the crooked road straight. You have to just submit those things to him. A lot of times people come into therapy and they're overwhelmed. They're anxious about life. They're anxious about decisions. They don't know what they need to do. And there are sometimes you just need to talk it out. I've been there. There's sometimes like I just need to vent, or I just need to talk, and I need to be able to get those things out with somebody that I can trust, that is not going to try to hurt me or try to throw things back at me or make me feel like it's not the proper thing that I'm doing. But not in the when I say not the proper thing that I'm doing, not in a way where it's condemnation, like to help me see myself, but with conviction to want to change, if that makes sense. Because the goal is to be better. Sometimes we don't see the things that we need to see about ourselves. And sometimes we see the things about ourselves, but we don't know how to do it. And we just need some support and help. A lot of times when people come to therapy, they may know what their problem is, but they just don't feel like they have the support to get there. And just a simple pep talk, just a simple support, just simple, just being present and just letting the person know that they just have you as a friend or someone to confide in can just make the world of a difference in their life. So when we submit to the Lord and we are a little bit off, He will direct our path and get us back on track. And when we talk about submitting to the Lord, some people don't want to submit everything to the Lord. Some people like, all right, God, I want to give this to you, but I don't want to give that to you. I want you to be Lord over my finances, but I don't want you to be Lord over my relationship. I want you to be Lord over my relationship, but I don't want you to be Lord over where I live. I want you to be Lord over where I live, but I don't want you to be Lord over my car. I want you to be Lord over my car, but I don't want you to be Lord over my kids. Like, people sometimes want to pick what it is that they submit to the Lord. And I think that that's where people go wrong. And I've been there too. There were certain things where I'm like, God, okay, I trust you with this, but I don't trust you with that. And the Lord had to really come and speak to me and tell me what it was that I was doing. Because I knew that I was doing it to some degree, but I didn't know the severity of it. Sometimes the things that we hold on to are fear. We don't want God to tell us that it is or is not good for us. We don't want to deal with like the hurt that might come from it. But when we talk to the Lord, we can ask Him to explain certain things to help us. And sometimes we'll go to the Lord about certain things and He's like, listen, I've been waiting for you to come bring this to me, because this is what I've been saying the whole time. So we got to get out of that having fear of having conversations with the Lord and just trying to trust the Lord. And it's hard sometimes, because sometimes we don't want to hear what the Lord has to say. But sometimes even if it's something that we don't want Him to say, He'll help us and be able to just get us to where we need to go and explain to us why it is that He's saying something, even if we don't have the full story or the big picture. Also, in submitting your ways to the Lord, a lot of times we make up stuff in our head. Like, you never like play something out in your head, like how it's going to go, and you believe it's going to go that way, and it's not, it doesn't even go that way. It's your own anxieties. It's your own fears. It's your own insecurities. And insecurities can come in from different things that happen. It can be from rejection. It can be from abandonment. It can be from disappointment. It can be from not doing the things that you desire to do. It can be from not thinking you're good enough. It can be from self-esteem. It's so many different reasons that a person can have insecurities or have fears. So those are the things that we submit to the Lord too. Even with trauma, if we go before the Lord and let the Lord know what it is that we're struggling with and what it is that we need to be free from, He is a good father. Like, God is a good father. He cares about the little things. And He had to tell me that. He like, I care about the small details. It was just recently, someone has said to me, like, you know, you still are dealing with like betrayals and traumas. And I understood what they were saying, but I was like, I don't know if that's the full truth of it, because I feel fine. You know, like, I feel good. I've prayed. I've talked to the Lord about it. But I don't think I had fully surrendered it. And the way it was described was, it is so pressed down deep inside of you that you have made it up in your mind and in your soul that it just doesn't matter. You just have to move forward and get over it. And once I understood that that's what I was doing, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that that's what it was, because it just seemed like it didn't matter. And the Lord had to come to me and say, it does matter. I do see. I do know. I am the Lord that sees. You think that I don't know the details. You think that I don't know the small things. He was like, but I know the things that you don't even think that I know that you know. He was like, so of course I want you free from these things. I don't want you to hurt like that. Allow me to do it. And I literally had to lay it at the Lord's feet. And that is when he just came and got it up. And he said, now I'm going to make it like it never happened before. And not only am I going to heal you, I am going to make you whole. So there is such a strong deliverance and healing in submitting our ways to the Lord, far beyond we can ever imagine. Because I could have just been walking around thinking that I was healed, thinking that I was better, thinking that everything was good, and it really wasn't. But that would be me also leaning to my own understanding. Like, oh, well, it feels like I'm straight, because I genuinely did not feel anything was wrong, but I wanted to check into it. And sometimes people are very leery when some people bring certain things to their attention. And I would always recommend that you check with the Lord. You test the fruit, but you ask the Lord, Lord, what do you say about this? This is what has been brought to my attention. This is what has been said about me. This is what people are thinking. This is what is said, but I don't know if it's true. What say you, Lord? And let the Lord let you know. There have been times that people have given a word and it just wasn't what it was. It wasn't the truth. And the Lord was like, I was not in it. And there will be times that the Lord was saying that, yes, I was in it. And I want you to bring this to me so that we can talk about it. And then the Lord would just begin to just pull back layers like an onion of what's there, because sometimes there are different things that come against us that hide, you know. Like I remember talking to someone and they was like, you know, the flu and mono can look similar, but if you treat them the same, then somebody could die because they didn't get the right prescription, the right medication, the right treatment for what it was that they were going through. This is why root causes are very, very big physically and spiritually, because sometimes we can be putting band-aids on symptoms and the root is still there. So it'll just keep growing branches that are come back. And then you'll find yourself just trying to heal, breaking off stuff that is going to grow back in the next month and the next year and the next 2 years and the next 5 years. So whenever it is that we get a word or we pray or we hear from God or we talk to God, wisdom is going before God and asking him, what does he say? And submitting ourselves to God and not leaning to our own understanding. Sometimes we just got to say, God, I don't know. I'm confused about this. I need you, Holy Spirit, to help me to see what I need to see so that I can be able to move forward in my life and out of bondage for whatever is going on with this. And trust the Lord. Just trust the Lord and he will definitely make the path straight. Sometimes we can get delayed in certain things in our life because we haven't done the work that we need to do and submitted it to God. So my prayer for anyone and everyone that's watching this is that you not lean to your own understanding, and that anything and everything that you are going through, that you submit to the Lord and be wise about it. Because wisdom is not leaning to your own understanding. Wisdom is submitting it to the Lord and letting him help you to get to where you need to go. And even if you get a little bit off, knowing that the Lord will get you back on the right path. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen.